the movies. But first, we got to get through this series, Pro Tips from Proverbs. And today I'm talking about the path principle. This actually came from another pastor that I really look up to. But the path principle is this idea that probably in our lives, when we go through Proverbs, when we read through the Bible, or you hear a sermon, probably at some point along the way, you take that in, you say, ah, I want to live that way. Yeah, there's some things that I want to change about my life. Or, oh, yes, I hear what you're saying about friendship in Proverbs. I hear what you're saying about relationships in Proverbs. I hear what you're saying about advice or insults or money in Proverbs. I hear all of that stuff. Yes, I want to live that way. I want to change how I live. I have intentions to live in a different way. And today I want to talk about the reality that often intentions don't change our life. Often intentions aren't enough for actually us to shift the way that we live. But we have intentions to do something, but the direction of our life stays the same. We're walking this way and we want to walk that way, but we're still walking this way. One way or another, if you walk north and want to go south, you're still walking north. If you say, I really want to go to the beach today, but you sit on your couch and watch TV, then at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how much you wanted to go to the beach, you sat on your couch and watched TV. So your intentions don't necessarily change your life. The direction does change your life. If you want a certain destination in your life, you have to pay attention not so much to your intentions, but to the direction that you're moving. See, many of us have knowledge to know where we want to end up, and knowledge is that. Knowledge is learning. What do I want to do with my life? What's a good way of me living? How should I live? What should I shoot for? How should I be as a husband? How should I be as a dad? How should I be as a worker? How should I be as a pastor for me? How should I be as all of these things? Knowledge helps me understand those things, but wisdom is what actually gets me moving in that direction. Most people know what they intend for their life. Very few people actually start going the direction that they want to go because they get distracted or look elsewhere. We learned this fairly good form just last week. Some of our staff at the church, we went and we did what we called a staffternoon. Come on. That is good, isn't it? Staffternoon. So we went and we tubed the Puntledge River. Anyone tubed the Puntledge River? Yeah. Okay, well, very few, actually. Never mind. What was my other illustration here? No, Joel. So we went down, we jumped in, and we were going to cruise along, and this was one of our first time going down. It was Pastor Daniel's first time going down the tube ride. And so we were cruising along, and everything was fun, and we all sort of, our intention in that day was to have some fun and to finish the tube ride in one piece. And so we were cruising along and going carrying along, and we got to this one rock, and we're jumping off this rock and just playing in the river, waiting for everyone to catch up and making sure we're all together. And as we're jumping off this rock, all of a sudden we see just a tube a little ways up the river, and it's coming down. We realize there's no one on it, and then we realize that it's flat and it's just sort of cruising on the river like this. And everyone's like, what? And we're sort of doing a head count, like, who's here, who's not here? And we all realize Pastor Daniel's not with us. So we see this tube coming down, and we're like, wait a second. No, that's not his tube. That can't be his tube. It's not his tube. It's for sure not his tube. But Nathaniel, our intern, thank you, Nathaniel, swam out and brought the tube in. We realize this indeed is Daniel's tube, and it doesn't have Daniel on the tube. And so we pull it in, and we look up river, and here's Daniel trying to traverse all the rocks on the thing. He's like doing this move. It's this big body, right? Like this big guy, just like, oh, it's just, those rocks will own anyone. But he's like, we're just waving at us. We can't even see him. Hey, guys. And we're like, what in the world happened? We look at his tube, and it's got a hole like this big in it. It just blew up. And at one point along the river, we all went one way. And Pastor Daniel went the other way. And if you've ever done that river, some ways are a nice easy ride and you're cruising, and some ways you're getting stuck and you can't figure it out, and then there's trees all over. And he jumped into a tree and it just popped his thing, and it was a mess for him. His intention was good, but he went the wrong direction. You know, he wanted to get down. He wanted to have a nice leisurely tube down. In fact, it was his idea, the poor guy. He was the one who came up, we need to go and do this thing. Okay, we'll go. And then he thought, we're going to go have a nice fun time as a staff, and this was going to be great. He didn't think one of us was going to have to swim the entire time instead of tube. But his intention was to get to the end. The direction led him another way. He went another way and got in some trouble, and it didn't work out for him. Many of us in life are this way. We have an intention to do something, but our direction leads us a different way. Our intention doesn't shape us and doesn't move us, but it's our direction, not our intention, that is going to determine our destination. That if we want to know where we're going to end up down the road, look at the road you're walking on, not at where you want to end up. You know, we can say, I want to be in that spot at the end of that road. But until we get on that road and start moving on it, we're still on this road. And so we're going to get to the end of this road. Our destination is determined not by our intentions, but by our direction. I've experienced this a lot of ways in my life over time. I've had people who have struggled in lots of different ways. People will say, you know what, my intention is I'm going to spend more time with my kids this year. Great. How are you going to do it? I just want it bad enough that I think I just will. I think I just will this year. Do you know if you've ever made that promise, you know that you won't this year. Just wanting it isn't enough. It never is enough. You got to change your direction. You got to get on a new pathway. You got to be on a new road of life. You need to move towards them. I've had people, I remember young people coming to me as I was working with them, and we'd be talking about living lives of purity and walking with God, and I'd have people come to me and say, you know what, I'm having a real problem with pornography. Like, okay, yeah, fair enough. That's a big one. That's a challenging one. Tell me, you know, like, where's your computer in your house? Oh, it's like in this back corner where no one ever goes, and it's just quiet and all to myself. Well, I think I probably know the challenge there, right? Well, it's not enough to say, Jesus, would you just change my heart? Would you just change my passion? You might give your whole self to the intention that you have, but if your direction doesn't change, your destination doesn't change either. You have to change your direction. Some people say, I'm going to do better in school this year. I'm going to get better grades in school. This is going to be my year that I'm going to get good grades. You say, okay, well, how are you going to do it? I just want it bad enough. I'm just going to get the good grades. I think my mind is just there this year. I had this one prof one time. He's a psychology professor. And he said, I went to school, I was pretty competitive, and I met my wife, who was then not his wife. He met her in school, and he goes, she got better grades than me. And so I didn't want her to get better grades than me, and so I watched what she did. And you know what I found out? She cheated. And we're all like, what? How did she do that and get away with it? You know, none of us were like, oh, really? We're all like, oh, really? How would we do that? And he goes, yeah, I'll tell you how she cheated. She showed up to every single class. And we're like, that's not cheating. He goes, well, none of you do it, though. None of you are doing it, right? You got to change your direction. Not enough to say, I'm going to get better grades. It's, you have to actually change the way you live. It's not enough to say, I'm going to be in more relationship with God. I'm going to grow in my relationship with God. Why? Because I want it. And I'll pray a few times, God, make me a better friend of yours. Make me follow you better. Make me more pure. Make me love you more. Make me this, that, that. That's great. Your intentions are good. And as you read through the Bible, your intentions may even get better. But the problem is, if your direction isn't following your intentions and it's going the other way, your direction is going to have more power than your intentions to determine your destination. It always will. The intentions aren't enough. And you say, well, how then do I change my direction? Why is it that my intentions aren't actually shaping my direction? I think there's something good in that with Proverbs 7, verse 1 to 9. There's a father talking to his son, and it sort of gives the context of all of Proverbs. And he's actually about to talk to his son about lust and about pursuing a woman who's married. He's about to chat about that big concept with his son. But here's where he starts in Proverbs 7, 1 to 9. He says, "My son, keep my words and store up my commands within you. Keep my commands and you will live. Guard my teaching as the apple of your eye." He says, stare at my teaching. Think about it. Stew on it. Pay attention to what I teach you. Look at it regularly, because whatever you're looking at is going to start driving where you're going. Anyone ever driven down the street and you're going straight and you stare over there and all of a sudden you look back and you're over there? You know? Like, what, how did that happen? I was going straight and looking over there. Why did I all of a sudden start driving over there? It's amazing how much what we give our attention to starts driving the direction that we're going. And so he says, you got to keep these things right in front of you. If you want to live a certain way, continue to consider how to live. Continue to lay up my commands right before you. Continue to put them right in front of your face, because then you'll continue to remember who you have decided to be. You'll continue to remember what intentions you had. If you say, I'm going to just do whatever and live however I want to live and see whatever I want to see and do whatever I want to do, I can promise you that something is going to grab your attention and change your direction until you know where you're going. And if you know where you're going, keep looking at it. Keep moving forward. I don't know if you're more like me or more like my wife on a road trip, but I'm a destination road trip driver. Kendall's an experienced road trip driver. And so for me, I'm driving along, and I don't even want to make a destination to the bathroom. I'm like, you know, you hold it, and we're going to get there. I just want to get there. I'm focused. And Kendall's kind of like, what, like, look around us. Like, let's stop here and there and there and there. Because she likes all the stuff that's around. She wants to experience lots of things. And so my focus is at that place. And Kendall's focus is experiencing something. And both of us are living towards our focus. But whatever you're focused on, whatever you're looking at, whatever is the apple of your eye is going to lead the direction of your life. You're going to start moving there. So he says, keep it as the apple of your eye. Bind them on your fingers, his teaching. Write them on the tablets of your heart. Say to wisdom, you are my sister. In other words, wisdom, I'm going to live with you. You're going to be in my house. You're going to be everywhere I am. I'm going to fight with you, wisdom, because we all know we fight with our sisters. I'm going to wrestle with you. I'm going to figure this out. I'm going to battle with you, but you'll always be there, wisdom. That's what he's saying. Say to wisdom, you are my sister, and to insight, you are my relative. They will keep you from the adulterous woman, from the wayward woman with her seductive words. Worship team, you can come on up. He says, at the window of my house, I looked down through the lattice. I saw among the simple. I noticed among the young men a youth who had no sense. He was going down the street near her corner, walking along in the direction of her house at twilight as the day was fading, as the dark of night set in. This father is about to describe a man who goes and is tempted by and then acts on his temptations with a woman who's married. And it starts out just with him wandering down the street, not doing anything wrong, just going in that general direction, doing that general thing and just seeing where it leads. He may have had pure intentions. No, I want to live a pure life. I want to walk in strength. I want to walk in courage. I want to be a difference maker. I want my life to be honorable. But his direction was driving and determining his destination, not his intentions. His intentions may have been good, but his direction was just to head on down this road and see where it leads. You know, when we're just sort of wandering down a direction and seeing what catches our eye, you know what things don't usually catch our eye are things like discipline. We don't usually go, oh, I'd like to go live a disciplined life for no reason. We usually think there's a reason that I need to be disciplined and it's worth the effort. But if we're not moving towards something, we don't have a reason, we don't have the thing in front of us, then instead of discipline, we'll choose not discipline. We'll choose to just live an undisciplined life and go whichever direction I want to go. We're going to just go wherever my something catches my eye. That's why it says, keep my words as the apple of your eye. Stare at them. Look at them. Revisit them over and over. If there's a way that you want to live, continue to recite it to yourself. If God has stirred you up to start walking down a path, continue to remind yourself of why you're on that path. Continue to speak it over your life. Continue to tell yourself, this is what God has for me down there. And I'm not going to get there with good intentions. I'm not going to get there by just wanting it. I'm not even going to get there by praying for it. I'm going to get there by walking towards it. My intentions are not enough to get me to that destination. I need to go in the direction of that destination. A lot of young people I know right now are saying, well, I just want to wait and see what God has for me and see what's out there, and I'm just not going to go in any direction. I'll just wait and see. You will not choose the self-controlled life from that place. Self-control is something that is going to try to teach you or keep you on the path towards something. If you're not going towards something, who cares about self-control? Who cares about discipline? Who cares about growing? Growing's hard. You got to keep that destination in front of you, or you'll choose the easy life. You'll choose whatever comes naturally. You'll choose to walk in that direction and see what happens. And so this dad who loves his son says, son, I care about your decisions. I care about the way you're going to live your life. I care about the destination of your life, and I care about who you're going to become. So because of that, I've taught you, I've spoke to you, I've developed you, I've given you all that I can, but now wisdom is you keeping my teachings in front of you, or else you will keep your eyes looking at other things that will become more attractive to you than this life. So wisdom then is not just knowing where you want your life to end up, but it's actually changing your direction so that you're walking towards it. Knowing is knowledge. Going is wisdom. If you want to go towards where God has you, where God has shown you you're supposed to go towards, if you want to go towards a healthy marriage, if you want to go towards healthy finances, if you want to go towards purity, if you want to go towards growth in your discipleship and your understanding of God, if you want to go towards those things, it's not enough to want that. You have to put those things in front of your face so much that you can't help but walk towards them no matter what the cost. I'm sure our cadets here are learning that about a number of things. Discipline is the only way to get to some places. Discipline's the only way to keep you on the path to some directions, to some destinations. Because everything, you always have an easy out. Proverbs, and the father here in Proverbs says, son, it's going to be too easy to wander the wrong way. So keep this stuff right in front of you. If Proverbs is impacting your life, if the Bible has been impacting your life, if God has been impacting your life, you need to fight for this now and put it in front of your eyes. Make it the apple of your eyes and head in that direction. Last thing I want to say, Psalm 32:8. It just came up this morning on a prompt on my phone. I loved it. There's this David talking from God. It says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. And then here's what God says to us. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. Wisdom is us keeping God's teaching as the apple of our eye, but it's so much easier when we recognize that the apple of God's eye is you. And he's teaching you because he loves you, and he's amazed by you, and he cares about you, and he believes in you. and he believes that he's got a good destination for you, and he does have a good place to go, both in eternity, but also in this life. But he says, because I love you, because you're the apple of my eye, I'm going to give you good teaching. And because you recognize I'm giving you good teaching, because you're called to go where I've called you to go, then keep my teaching as the apple of your eye and move in that direction. That's wisdom. That's wisdom for you. Why don't we just pray together? Lord, thank you that you have a destination for us. You want us walking towards those places of strong and healthy marriages, those places of strong and healthy finances. You want us walking towards holiness. You want us walking towards forgiveness with you, Lord, towards repentance. You want us walking towards you, Lord. You have a plan and a purpose. You have a destination that we're meant to end up at, and we know it. Or many of us know it. We've seen it. We recognize it. You have a plan for us overcoming that addiction. You have a plan for us not yelling at people as much. You have a plan for us, Lord, getting rid of our, managing our anger, removing our anger. You have a plan for us healing from the pain that we've carried our whole lives. You have a plan for us, Lord. You have a destination for us to get to in those areas. And Lord, we want it. We want that thing you have for us. We want to experience it. We want to grow in that. We want to know it. But Lord, today I pray that everyone would recognize that if they want to get where you've called us to go, it's not just because they've just landed there, but they're going to have to choose a direction, and they're going to have to keep your words, your teaching, your destination as the apple of their eye and move towards what you have for them. Jesus, help us not just have good intentions, but let us walk in good directions towards your destination for us, Lord, as you lay it before us, as you make it clear to us, as you help us recognize it, let us walk towards it. In Jesus' name we pray, and anyone who wants that and believes it says, amen. Amen. Why don't we all stand up together? These guys are going to sing us out of here. I just want to tell you we love you. We're thankful for you. In 2 weeks, nautical days. In 3 weeks, summer at the movies. Let's continue to move towards Jesus. Maybe one of your destinations is you need to invite a neighbor here or to nautical days or in August to this place. You need to keep that in front of you and continue to pursue that from here on out. We love you. Have a great week.